Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安临到弟兄姐妹们身上。
This morning, the topic for our sermon is the roots of love.
今天早上我们属灵的题目是爱的根。
For every plant, trees, or any vegetation, the roots are the most important.
对于任何植被来说，它的根是最重要的。
Even though the roots are invisible.
即使根是看不见的
But without roots, no plants can survive.
但是没有根的话没有任何一个植物可以生存下来
Without roots, there will be no nutrition for the trees.
如果树没有根的话就没有营养
And the tree will wither.
那树就会枯萎
Without roots, the plant will move, will shake, and cannot stand in place.
那没有根的话植物也站立不住
And will collapse and die.
也会倒下也会死亡
So roots are important.
所以根是非常重要的
But invisible.
但看不见
Today the same.
今天也是一样的
When we talk about love,
当我们讲关于爱的话题
Love is very important.
爱是非常重要的
Without love, there's no meaning in life.
没有爱的话生命就没有意义
There's no enjoyment, no joy and peace in life.
没有喜乐也没有平安
That's why we all need love.
这就是为什么我们都需要爱。
That's why there are so many songs, poems, stories devoted to love.
那这就是为什么那么多的小说那么多的歌曲致力于述说爱情。
And today in a free and fair society, we emphasize our own freedom to love and to express love.
那今天在我们的社会里面我们也奢望有这样的自由可以自由地表达我们的爱。
However, the Bible tells us differently.
但是圣经告诉我们不一样的
道理。The Bible tells us love comes from God.
圣经里告诉我们爱是从神而来
Without God, there's no true love.
没有神就没有真爱
So if you want true love, you have to go back to God.
所以如果要找到真的爱就要回到神那里
If you find a definition of love, you have to come back to the Bible.
那如果要找到关于爱的定义就要回顾到圣经上来
Then where does love come from?
那爱从哪里来呢
What is the roots of the love that can sustain it and make it bear fruit?
那能够让爱结果能够供它生长的根是什么呢
Let's turn to the book of 1 Timothy
那我们翻到提摩太前书
Chapter 1
提摩太前书第一章
Verse 5
第五节
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5
提摩太前书第一章第五节
We can put a bookmark here today
今天可以把书签放在这里
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5
提摩太前书第一章第五节
Please read.
第五节但命令的总归就是爱这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心无伪的信心生出来的
This verse Paul wrote to young worker Timothy
在这里保罗写信给年幼的提摩太
Because Timothy was a very inexperienced worker
因为提摩太当时是一个还没有很多经验的工人
And he was placed in a position in a station which is very difficult to lead the church
那他在所在的岗位非常的困难
So, but Paul tell him you should not be afraid.
但是保罗告诉他不要害怕。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
You just do whatever the truth teach you.
你所要行的就是真理所告诉你的。
Just do whatever according to the instruction of God.
那就根据神的指示来行。
But he said, what is the instruction of God?
他就问了，那神的指示是什么呢
？What is the command of God?
神的命令是什么呢
？He said, all the summary of all the commands is love.
在这里说命令的总归就是爱。
This is a very remarkable saying.
这是一个非常重要的一说。
The command of God is of love. It's not because he wants to control us.
命令是出于爱并不是他想要控制我们。
Just like if you are already a parent, you will know what does it mean.
就像如果你们已经是父母你就知道这里的含义。
Maybe when you were young, you got a lot of complaint against your parents.
当你年幼的时候很有可能抱怨家长。
And then you say, why my mom and dad, you know, bugging me so much and telling me not to do this, not to do that. No freedom for me.
那为什么我没有自由我的父母整天说不能做这个不能做那个。
You know, so and so, his parents doesn't really care about him, he's so free to do whatever he wants.
那这个人他的父母根本就不管他他想做什么就做什么
And why my mom and dad have to control me
那为什么我的父母就要这样来管制我
But one day when you become parents
但当一天你变成父母的时候
You know why What is the love of your parents before
你就知道从前你父母对你的爱
They give you command not because they want to control you
他们给你命令并不是想要管制你
But because they love you
然而是因为爱
Because they don't want you to get hurt.
因为他们不愿意你受伤。
They tell you, stay away from that place, don't go there.
要远离那个地方，别过去。
Because your parents love you, don't want you to get hurt and get killed.
因为你的父母爱你，不想你去受伤害，不想你被杀。
Your parents say, stay away from that kind of friend.
你的朋友，你的父母说不要离开那个朋友。
That will give you bad influence.
他会给你带来不好的影响。
And of course, because the parents love you, give you this command.
那当然是因为父母出于爱，他才给你这样的命令。
The parent tell you, don't eat too much candy, right? Eat veggie. It's good for you.
父母说要多吃蔬菜对你好，不要少吃糖果。
This is because of love.
这是因为爱。
Today, we are the children of God.
今天我们是神的儿女。
God gave us some command written in His word.
那神也有给我们几样的命令。
Not because He want to control you.
并不是因为他想要管制我们。
But because He loves you.
但因为他爱我们。
He didn't want you to get hurt.
他不愿意我们受伤。
He want you to live a happy life.
他希望我们过着喜乐的生活。
And receive blessing.
也得到祝福。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
那我们翻到约翰福音第十三章。
John chapter 13, verse 34.
约翰福音第十三章第三十四节。
John chapter 13, verse 34.
约翰福音第十三章第三十四节。第三十四节，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。三十五节，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Here the Lord Jesus gave them a new command.
在这里，主耶稣赐给他们一条新的命令。
That is to love one another.
就是要彼此相爱。
And of course, Jesus in the four gospels, he have talked much, he have spoken much about many things, many teachings.
那当然，在四福音中，主耶稣也讲了许多其他的教训。
How to deal with each other?
怎么样彼此相处？
How to deal with your parents?
怎样与父母相处？
How to deal with your children?
怎样与儿女相处？
How to deal with your friends?
怎样与朋友相处？
Even how to deal with your enemies.
即使也怎么样与敌人相处。
But if Jesus said, I want to summarize this, all this teaching in one word, there's only one word.
那如果我要把这些都总归到一个字的话，只有这一个字。
That is love.
那就是爱。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
As I love you.
就像我爱你们。
Now, this is very important teachings.
这是一个非常重要的教训。
Church is not a company.
教会不是一个公司。
In a company, you don't talk about love.
在公司里我们不会讲爱。
In the company, talk about performance.
在公司里讲究我们的表现。
Talk about duty.
讲究我们的责任。
Talk about money. Talk about profit.
讲金钱和得利。
Because companies survive because of this motive and objectives.
因为公司成立的目标就是为了赚钱。
That's why you don't have to love your boss to work for him.
这就是为什么你不需要你为你的你的长你的你的老板工作，你并不需要爱他。
You don't have to love your colleagues.
你并不需要爱你的同事。
You just have to work along with him.
你只需要与他们一起工作。
Because it's a company.
因为这是一个公司。
But family is different.
但是家庭不一样。
Family we are together because of love.
家庭我们在一起是因为爱。
And church is a spiritual family.
那教会是一个属灵的家庭。
If you come,
如果不是因为爱。
Brother and sister, if you come here today not because you love God.
如果你今天过来并不是因为爱神
You're missing something.
那你就缺少了一样东西
Maybe you say I come here because I have to.
你也许会说我来到这里是因为我必须要来
I'm a Christian, I have to come on Sabbath.
我是基督徒我必须要守安息日
If you do this, you're missing something.
如果你做这个的话你就少了一件东西
You should say I come here not because I have to.
你应该说我不是因为需要来而来
But because I want to.
然而是因为我想要来
God loves me so much, that's why I have to come to see him.
神如此的爱我我就要过来见他
And brother and sister together is one and the same thing.
那我们在一起也是一样的
If you love each other,
如果我们彼此相爱
you fulfill the commands of God.
那我们就遵从了神的命令
And people will know that you are my disciple, you are Jesus' disciple.
然后众人就可以看出是主耶稣的门徒了
So love is the most important thing in church.
所以在教会里面爱是最重要的
But of course, many people can say this.
但当然许多人可以这样说
Love is very important.
爱非常重要
But what is the root of love?
那爱的根是什么
Where does love come from?
爱从哪儿来
Now some people have some wrong concept.
那有些人有一种不同的
The church we must have love. So when somebody did something wrong, we shouldn't say anything.
那有一些什么都不应该说
Because you have to love him, so don't talk anything.
因为你爱他，所以就什么都不要讲。
Oh, somebody say because I have love, I have to do whatever I have to do.
那或者是因为我有爱，所以我要行我所应该行的。
But if you look at the roots of love,
但是如果看爱的根
，Where does love come from?
爱从哪儿来
？Come back to First Timothy chapter 1.
那我们回到提摩太前书第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章第五节。
He tells us the first roots of love come from a pure heart.
所以说，爱的第一个根就是清洁的心。
True love must come from a pure motive.
真爱一定是要出于一个清洁的心。
If the motive is not pure, the love is not pure.
如果我们的动机并不清洁的话，那爱就不清洁了。
We have to ask ourselves one question.
那我们要问自己一个问题。
Why did God send His Son to this world?
神为什么差遣他的儿子来到世上
？To save us.
来拯救我们。
Why did He do that?
他为什么这样做呢
？Do we worth anything to Him?
我们值得他这样做吗
？Are we very good?
我们非常的好吗
or did he, or do we owe him, or did he owe us anything?
那他欠我们什么吗
Actually, the Bible said the only reason why Jesus came.
那圣经也记载了主耶稣所来的唯一原因
Let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 16.
那我们翻到约翰福音第三章第十六节
John 3, 16.
约翰福音第三章第十六节
John 3, 16.
约翰福音第三章第十六节第十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Here tell us the only reason that God sent His Son and to save us. What is it?
这就是神为什么差遣他的儿子来拯救我们。
Here that God so loved the world.
在这里说神爱世人。
That He sent His only Son.
甚至将
the most precious that He has.
独生子是他所拥有最宝贵的。
But because he loves us so much.
但是因为他如此的爱我们。
Sometimes when you love somebody so much, you don't count the cost.
当然，我们如果非常爱一个人的话，我们会不计代价。
You just want to help him.
你只想帮助他。
For example, most of us are parents.
那当然，我们多数都是父母。
In order to come to Canada, maybe we have to give up so many things that in our own country.
我们为了要来到加拿大，可能放弃了许多。
Because of your children, you say, okay, it's worth it. I have to give up my career, give up my family there, give up my comfortable situation, just because my next generation can be better here.
那为了我的后代能在这儿更好的生活，我也许会放弃我的职业，放弃我在那边的家，放弃我在那里的舒适环境。
And if your children are sick, you love them so much, you want them to be healed.
如果你的儿女生病，你也希望他们能够得到医治。
If the doctor said I need blood for your children, then you'll be the first one say yes, I can give blood.
如果医生说你的儿女需要输血，你肯定会第一个说啊，我有。
If the doctor said your son need an organ transplant, you say test me first. If I can give, I will give.
如果你医生说你的儿女需要气脏移植的话，你肯定会说那第一个来测我吧，我可以给。
Because you love somebody so much, you will not count the cost.
因为你如此爱他，你会不计代价。
God loves us so much.
神是这样的爱我们。
And He came to this world to save us.
他来到这个世界来拯救我们。
So that we will not be destroyed, but have eternal life.
让我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
There's no other motive, no other reason.
没有别的原因，也没有别的动机。
Not because He have to.
并不是因为他必须要这样做。
He doesn't have to.
他不需要。
But because He want to.
但是他想。
Because He love, not because of duty.
因为他爱并不是出于责任
But because he want to do it.
但因为他想要这样做
Now, brother and sister,
那弟兄姐妹们
When you talk about love,
当我们说爱的时候
Or examine your love in your life,
或者在我们的生活中回顾爱的定义的时候
Does it come from a pure heart?
它来自清洁的心吗
What is the motive of you do a certain things?
你做一件事的动机是什么
People usually don't look at motive because people cannot see the motive.
人们常常不会关注动机，因为它是看不见的。
People look at you, how well do you do something?
那人们一般都是看你做一件事情能做得多好。
But God look at somebody and say, why do you do this?
那神会看一个人说你为什么这样做
？Is it because you serve me because you have to do it?
那你来侍奉我是因为你必须这样做吗
？Is it because of duty?
是因为责任吗
？Or because you love me so much that you would like to sacrifice?
还是出于你对我的爱，你愿意牺牲
？In the Bible, there's an example.
在圣经里面有一个例子。
There was a person called Ananias and his wife Sapphira.
那有一个人叫安娜
亚
纳尼
还有撒菲拉
和撒菲拉
This is a very famous story in the book of Acts
这是使徒行传里面非常重要的一段
At a time the church are growing
在那个时候教会正在成长
they need money to help the poor to help the widows
他们需要金钱来帮助那些寡妇
Everybody is trying the best to help
那每个人都在尽力帮助。
Some sell their property, some sell their houses, and to get the money and bring it to the feet of the disciples.
有些人变卖了家产，变卖了自己的房子来帮助他们。
Wow, and then these couples, Ananias and Sapphira, they saw what's happening.
那这个亚纳尼他们夫妇看到了在发生什么样的事。
Oh, they said, okay, let's do the same because everybody else is doing it.
那他说那我们也这样做吧因为大家都在这样做。
So they get the money, they sell the property, get the money, but actually they receive some in the pocket.
那他们卖了他们的东西拿到了钱但是却留了一些在自己的口袋中
placed the rest in front of Apostle Peter.
那把剩余的放在了使徒彼得前面
And Peter asked them,
那彼得就问他们
Is this all you have sold your property for?
那你们变卖了你们的家产是这么多钱吗
They said yes, yes, this is all we got.
那他们说是的这就是我们所拥有的
Just like everybody else sold the property 100% give it to God We did the same Now we reserve nothing for ourselves Just like everybody else
那就像别人变卖家产把它献给神一样我们也是一分都没有留给自己
But Peter asked him
但是彼得问他们
Why do you deceive the Holy Spirit?
你为什么欺骗圣灵呢
Wow, isn't the property belongs to you?
那这个东西并不是属于你的吗
You don't have to sell it
你并不需要变卖它
Even you sell it, it doesn't mean you have to offer everything
即使你卖掉它你也不一定需要把它所有的都贡献出来
It's a freewill offering
这是你自愿的
But why do you deceive the Holy Spirit?
但是你为什么要欺哄圣灵呢
And they die in front of Peter
他们就在彼得前死亡了。
What does it tell us?
那这个告诉我们什么
God look at your motive of doing things more than how much or how well you do something.
神看我们做一件事的动机高过于我们能多好的完成这样事。
You know, in the society, when somebody do something big, right, they want people to remember them. They want people to talk about them.
那在社会里面当有人行大事的时候他们就希望众人都议论他。
They don't want people to forget about them.
他不希望别人忘记他。
Why? What is the motive?
为什么动机是什么
On the surface, it's a charitable work.
那在表面上好像是公益的行为。
慈善的行为 But in the heart, maybe they have another motive.
但是在心里面，他们却有另外一个动机。
They want people to say good things about them.
他们希望别人说关于他们的好话。
They want people to recognize them.
他希望别人认出他们来。
They want people to praise them.
他希望别人赞扬他。
Brother and sister, we all serve God today.
那弟兄姐妹们，我们今天有神。
We all love God.
我们都爱神。
We love brother and sister.
我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
We're doing something to help each other.
我们也互相帮助。
But what is your real motive?
那你真正的动机是什么呢
？My Bible says pure heart is very important.
圣经说动机是非常重要的。
清洁的心呢？
清洁的心是非常重要的。
Just like a glass of water.
就像一杯白水一样。
If it's very pure.
当它非常的清洁的时候。
You see through it and you see the bottom.
你可以看一直从它上面看到底下。
There's nothing there, only the bottom. You see the bottom.
什么都没有，只能看见底。
If your heart is very pure,
如果你的心非常的清洁
，in front of God,
在神的面前
，God can see you very clearly.
神也能非常清楚的看见你。
And、you can also see God very clearly.
你也能非常清楚的看见神。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
我们翻到马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
马太福音第五章第八节。第八节，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Here Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are pure in heart."
在这里，主耶稣说，清心的人有福了。
Brother and sister, if we have a pure heart, we will feel very refreshing. We will feel no burden.
如果我们有一个非常清洁的心，我们就不会有任何负担。
In our heart, everything you do because of God's love.
那我们在我们心里面，我们所做的一切事都是出于神的爱。
Not because of other people's praise.
不是因为别人的颂赞。
Not because other people's recognition.
并不是因为得到别人的认同。
Or not because other people are doing it, so I have to do it.
也不是因为别人在做，所以我必须这样做。
Not even because I have to do it.
也根本不是我必须要这样做。
Everything is because of the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
所有都是因为主耶稣基督的爱。
Last week I went to U.S. to assist a spiritual convocation.
那我上一周我去到了美国来帮助那当地的灵会。
I saw the local council members and also brothers and sisters how they dedicate themselves to help the work of God.
那我看到了当地的弟兄姐妹们怎样致力于帮助神的工。
They try very hard to invite truth seeker to come to church.
他们非常努力的带慕道者到教会来。
Because they know to save a soul is better than the whole world.
那他们知道能够让一个灵魂得救胜过整个世界。
And then they work very hard in the church.
他们在教会里面也非常努力的做工。
When everybody the finish when the service finishes at night is about 10 o'clock 9:30.
那当晚间聚会结束的时候，大概是九点半。
And most members left.
大部分的信徒都离开了。
But I saw all the council members they stay behind the church.
那所有的职务会人员都留下。
They all of them doing some cleaning, vacuuming.
他们都在吸尘。
It is a Saturday night.
是周六晚上。
And I asked them.
我就问他们
Last night you people have already vacuumed already.
那前一个晚上你们已经吸尘过了
And tomorrow there is another service, right?
明天还有一场聚会
Why you have to do it again now?
那为什么你们现在还要再做一遍呢
He told me it's already dirty.
他们说已经脏了
No, we have to give the best to God.
我们要把最好的给神
So all the council members with their children, they stay back to vacuum to clean the whole church again.
所以所有的职务会人员连同他们的儿女都留下来再清理一遍教会。
That church is a small church, there are not many workers.
那个教会非常的小，没有很多的工人。
But I can see that whatever they do, they come from the love for Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我能看出他们所行的所有事都是出于爱神的心。
Even though they're cleaning, they're smiling, they're very happy.
那即使他们在打扫的时候，他们也非常的开心。
They see people truth seeker come to church, they're very happy.
他们看到慕道者来到教会，他们也非常的开心。
This is come from pure love, from the motive,
pure
heart.
这是来自一个清洁的心。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
那我们翻回提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
提摩太前书第一章第五节。
Here the second point of the roots of love, the love come from a pure conscience, a blameless conscience.
那在这里提到的第二点就是无愧的良心。
What is a conscience?
那良心是什么
？Conscience is the ability to rebuke yourselves that given by God.
那良心就是神所赐予我们可以自责的一种能力。
It's just like a lamp burning in the heart.
那就像一个在我们心中所烧着的一个灯。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
我们看箴言第二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言第二十章。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27.
箴言第二十章第二十七节。第二十七节，人的灵是耶和华的灯，鉴察人的心腹。
Here said the spirit of man. Here mentioned about conscience.
在这里提到了我们的良心。
The spirit of man, 人的灵。
人的灵。
Just like the conscience.
就像我们的良心一样。
Just like a lamp given by God.
就像是耶和华给的灯。
Sometimes we did bad things. We make mistakes.
那我们有时候会犯错，有时候会做不好的事情。
Just like darkness in the heart.
就像心中的黑暗一样。
But when that lamp just started to burn, he would just expose, oh, that is dirty here, that is dark here.
那当灯照亮的时候，就会说这边脏了。
So it will give you, tell you where it goes wrong.
那他就会告诉你哪一边做错了。
Now, brother and sister, when was the last time you were rebuked by your conscience?
那弟兄姐妹们，我们最后一次被良心所谴责的时候是什么时候呢
？How did it feel?
那我们是什么怎么样的感觉呢
？Maybe you go to grocery shopping, and then the cashier give you changes, but actually $20 more than they should give you.
那也有可能我们上一次去到超市的时候前台收钱的人多给了我们20块。
And then you didn't react properly, and then you just left, but later you rebuke yourself, oh, actually maybe I should have go back and give it back to him.
那我们当时拿着钱就离开了，可能后来被良心所责备，说我们应该回去把钱还给他。
Maybe you think to yourself, you know, this $20 is nothing to me, but if I take it, the boss, his boss will deduct his salary, he will suffer.
那这二十块钱对于我来说并不算什么，但是对于那个找我钱的人来说，他的老板可能会扣他工资。
So your conscience tell you, no, don't do this, don't do this, go back.
所以你的良心责备你，告诉你不要做这个，快回去。
Even it make you look silly, look stupid, but you still have to do it because your conscience tell you do the right thing.
即使这样看上去很傻，但是你还是要做对的事情。
Or sometimes when people lies, right? People, the psychologists, they observe. When people lies, the eyes keep blinking, usually.
那心理学家也有观察过，当人说谎的时候，他们的眼睛会一直的眨。
Or when you look at the children, when they lie, you know, when they lie, the eyes is turning right or left. Or they cannot look straight to you.
那你也能看到，当你的儿女说谎的时候，他们不敢直视你，会向左或向右看。
Why?
为什么
？Why when a person lies is a certain behavior that he cannot even try to hide?
那为什么人在说谎的时候会演发出一种他们自己都无法隐藏的行为
？Because the conscience is rebuking the person.
因为良心正在谴责那个人。
So this is a very important ability.
那这是一个非常重要的能力。
Just like the lamb, just like the lamb.
就像灯一样
have to be burning, have to be bright, so that keep us from making mistakes.
一定要很亮，这样才可以保护我们不犯错。
So what is the pure love?
那清洁的爱是什么呢？
Pure love have to come from a pure conscience.
那清洁的爱要来自一个清洁的心。
When we serve God today,
当我们今天在服侍神的时候
or we treat each other, brother and sister,
或者我们彼此相处的时候
do you have a pure conscience?
我们有一个清洁的良心吗？
Let's turn to Acts chapter 24.
我们翻到使徒行传第二十四章。
Acts chapter 24 verse 16.
使徒行传第二十四章第十六节。
Acts chapter 24 verse 16.
使徒行传第二十四章第十六节。
24 verse 16.
二十四章第十六节。第十六节，我因此自己勉励，对神对人常存无亏的良心。
This is what Paul shared with us.
这就是保罗与我们所分享的。
His love towards people always have a pure conscience.
他对于人的爱总是有无亏的良心。
Paul was a very controversial figure.
那保罗是一个非常有争议的一个人。
Because many people hate him.
因为很多人都恨他。
Some people like him, but not many.
有一些人喜欢他，但并不多。
More people hate him than like him.
那恨他的人多过于喜欢他的人。
Because Paul was, have a Judaism background.
因为保罗有一个犹太
教
的背景。
He used to persecute Christians.
他以前逼迫基督徒。
But because Christ loved,
但因为主耶稣爱他。
He changed to preach for Christ and live for Christ.
他改变了他为主耶稣而活，也为他传福音。
Many people dislike Christ, that's why they dislike Paul.
很多人不喜欢主耶稣，所以也不喜欢他。
So Jews persecute him.
所以犹太人逼迫他。
But even within the church, some people do not understand him.
那即使在教会里面，也有许多人不理解他。
Because Paul was very fast in doing work, and he's very genuine, very sincere.
因为保罗在做工的时候非常的真心，非常的快。
And he is also very straightforward.
那他也非常的直接。
And sometimes he may offend people.
那有时候他也会得罪人。
But Paul said.When I serve God my whole life, I have clear conscience to God, clear conscience to man.
那保罗也说，在他一生侍奉神中，对神对人都有无愧的良心。
This love doesn't mean that, oh, I just do, I just love you because I have a pure motive.
那这个爱并不只是因为我有无愧的有一个清洁的心，所以我就爱你们。
He had to ask himself, does it worthy of his conscience if he's doing what is right?
那他现在又问他。他问他的良心，这是不是正确的？
Does he fulfill his conscience requirement?
他有没有跟从他自己良心的这种规定？
For example, even many people doesn't like the teaching of Christ.
那许多人不喜欢主耶稣所讲的道理。
Some people even call it a heresy. We read the verse 14.
那有些人也说，如果读十四节的话，也说是传外教的。
异端的
异端。
So if people attack Paul like this, but Paul said, I preach according to the truth, I have a pure conscience.
那保罗说我这样行是出于无愧的良心。
Because this is what God wants me to do.
因为这就是神所要我做的。
So brother and sister, we have to ask ourselves, do we have a pure conscience?
那所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要问问自己，是不是有无愧的良心？
Is the lamp in your heart still burning?
那我们心中的那盏灯是否还在燃烧？
We look at a few examples.
我们看了一些例子。
David has a very, very, very sensitive conscience.
大卫有一个非常敏感的良心。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
那我们翻开撒母耳记下第七章。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章。
Verse 1 to 2.
第一到第二节。
Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 1 to 2.
撒母耳记下第七章第一到第二节。第一节，王住在自己宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四围的仇敌扰乱。第二节，那时王对先知拿单说：“看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。”
When King David was very established and he was enjoying his life in the palace.
当大卫王在自己的宫中享受自己的生活的时候
He's not feeling all right.
他感觉有一些不对。
I think if most of us were David, we'll be feeling very all right.
那我想我们大多数如果我们是大卫王的话，我们可能会很开心。
Because you think that I have waged war against so many years, and I've done so much for God, and I've done so much for my people, and now it's my turn to enjoy life.
那他会想，我为了神，为了我的人民做了这么多，现在是我该享受生活的时候了。
So, So that's why I built the palace for myself.
这就是为什么我为自己建造宫殿。
But David is different.
但是大卫不一样。
David thinks to himself.
大卫对自己说。
I am enjoying in this palace.
我在享受自己的这个宫。
But look at the house of God. Look at the ark of God is in the tent outside and outdoors surrounding.
但神的约柜反在外面的那个幔子里了。
So that's why his conscience is not allow him to sleep.
所以他的这个良心不允许他睡觉。
You enjoy life better than the ark.
那你所过的生活比约柜更好。
Is it okay?
这样好吗？
Is it okay? Ask yourself, is it okay?
那我们问问自己，这样可以吗？
This is called conscience.
这就是良心。
You live in a very beautiful house.
我们住在非常好的一个房屋里。
When you go home, you have a lot of space to move around.
当我们回家的时候，我们有许多空间 来移动。
But if the church is a very small place,
但是教会是如果是一个非常小的地方。
If the church is lacking of space,
如果教会很缺乏空间。
It's very old, lacking of maintenance.
那非常老，需要整修。
Is it okay for you to enjoy life? Do you feel good?
那你在家里面享受生活，这样好吗？
This is the same thing. You have to always ask yourself question.
这是一样的，我们一直要问自己这个问题。
God have done so much for you. What have you done for God?
神为你做了这么多，你为神做了些什么呢？
There was many years ago. There was a sister in Hong Kong.
那许多年前有一个姐妹，在香港的姐妹。
At that time, Hong Kong Church was having a service. We own a very small apartment, about 900 square feet apartment for church to use.
那当时在香港，我们所教会所用的这个公寓非常的小，大概只有900。平方尺。
And then every time the spiritual convocation, there's more than 100 people. Can you imagine? 100 people in 900 square feet. How crowded would that be?
那我们可以想，每次灵恩会的时候，大概有超乎一百多人。那如果一百人放在900平方英尺里面，会是怎么样？
平方尺。And also in that small apartment in Hong Kong Church, there's one big pillar in the middle of the chapel.
那在教堂的中，在教堂的中间有一个柱子。
It's a big pillar.
一个非常大的柱子。
So some member like the pillar.
有一些人喜欢那个柱子。
Because if they want to fall asleep, they want to take a nap, they just sit behind the pillar.
因为如果他们想要睡觉或者打瞌睡的话，就躲在柱子后面。
But it looks bad for the chapel. In the middle of the chapel is a pillar. It's no good.
但是对于会堂来说很不好看，因为中间就有一个柱子。
And it's so small.
然后这么样的小。
And the church decided we cannot continue to use this small place.
那教会决定我们不可以再继续使用这么小的地方了。
We have to buy a new place.
我们要买一个新的地方。
And thank God they found a new place.
那感谢神，他们也找到了另外一个地方。
But they lack so much money to finish the deal.
但是他们手上的钱非常的缺乏。
Wow. And then at that time there was an old sister.
在那时候有一个年迈的姐妹。
One day he called the pastor.
他打电话给传道。
Pastor, I want to see you.
传道，我想见你。
And then when he see the pastor, he bring out his safe book, his safe pass book, because in the old days you still keep a 存折本啊 safe pass from the bank.
那当他见到传道的时候，他就拿了他从银行带来的这个存折本。
And also his her seal 那个印章。
还有他的印章。
And to give it to the pastor.
然后把这些交给了传道。
Pastor asked her, "What are you doing?"
传道说你在做什么呢？
The sister told the pastor.
那这个姐妹告诉传道。
This is all I have all this year for my secret little safe money for myself.
这是我这么多年所存下来的私房钱。
But now the church needs it.
但是教会现在需要它。
Because the church needs money.
教会需要钱。
So please take it.
所以请把它拿去吧。
And also she also bring one gold chains from her marriage.
那他也带来了一个他结婚时候的一个金项链
，and also her gold ring，
也有他的金戒指
，and give it to the pastor，
也都给了传道。
When the pastor when he receive it, he cries。
那传道接手的时候就哭了。
She is not a rich sister。
她不是一个很富有的姐妹。
Actually, she's quite poor。
那她其实挺贫穷的。
This is all she has。
这是她所拥有的。
But she give it to the church。
但是她把它献给了教会。
Because she loved God so much。
因为她如此的爱神。
She said, "God bless me so much in my life."
他说：“神在我的生命中这样的祝福我。
If God did not save me, I'm dead for a long time.
如果神没有拯救了我的话，我可能已经死了有一很长一段时间了。
So I want to repay God's love.
所以我要报答神的爱。
So when she did this to the church,
那当他对教会做这件事的时候
，Wow, when the pastor announced her testimony,
那传道就分享了他的这个见证。
Wow, many people, the conscience will rebuke.
那很多人的良心都遭到了谴责。
I am much richer than her.
我比她有钱得多。
But what have I done for Jesus?
那我为主耶稣做了什么呢？
My house is bigger than the church.
我的房子比教会还要大。
I live a comfortable life.
我过着非常舒适的生活。
Now what must I do for Jesus?
那我现在该为主耶稣做什么呢？
Can I sit back and do nothing?
那我可以就坐在那儿什么都不做吗？
Would the conscience tell them to do something?
但良心告诉他们要做一些什么。
They love the Lord.
他们爱神
and they finished building the chapel.
他们也完成了 建造这个教堂
So conscience is very important.
所以良心是非常重要的
Your love of to God or to brother and sister must come from pure conscience.
那对于我们对于神对于弟兄姐妹的爱都要出于无愧的良心
Sometimes even to our parents you need to have conscience.
那即使是对于我们的父母来说也要有良心
You know, for parents to love the children is so natural.
那父母爱儿女是非常自然的一件事。
You don't have to learn when you become a parent, you love your children so much.
那我们也不需要学习，当我们变成家长的时候，就会爱我们的儿女。
Because it's so natural to flow, just like water flow from high to low, it's very natural.
就像水从高处流到低处一样，父母对于儿女的爱也是如此的自然。
But to love your parent is not something you come naturally.
但是爱我们的父母并不是自然的。
Unless you always think and clear your conscience.
那除非我们常常的思想，常常的问自己的良心。
What happened to your parents when they get old? Do you take care of them well?
当你的父母年迈的时候，你还会照顾他们吗？
Have you done enough to take care of your parents?
那我们做的够多吗？我们有照顾好我们的父母吗？
Do you love your children more than love your parents?
那我们爱我们的儿女多过于爱我们的父母吗？
There was a sister in USA.
那在美国有一个姐妹。
She moved there with her family. Everything after 10 years, she settled very well.
那他们一家移民过去，过了十年，他们在那边住得很好。
And one day the sister was thinking.
那有一天这个姐妹想
My parents in Taiwan they're getting older and older each day
我在台湾的父母一天比一天老了
And they are getting older and weaker One day if they leave me I'm here Then how can I take care of them
那他们一天比一天老迈身体也比一天弱那我住在这里我怎么样照顾他们呢
And recently her mother the health is getting worse and worse
那最近她的母亲的身体状况也变得越来越差。
So her conscience rebuke her.
所以她的良心就谴责她。
You are enjoying life here, but what about your parents?
你在这里享受你的生活，你的父母呢？
So she's not able to sleep well. She's always thinking about her parents.
那所以她也睡不好，天天在想她的父母。
She prayed to God.
她向神祷告。
If possible, if your will, oh God, please help me to bring my parents to America.
如果是你的旨意的话，如果你允许的话，请让我把我的父母带到这边来。
Because my parents loved me so much when I was young, and now I have to do something for them.
因为我的父母从小是这样的爱我，我应该为他们做一点什么。
She started to pray for this.
她就开始为这件事祷告。
She asked God to give her a chance.
她请求神给她一次机会。
We know immigration to America is not easy.
那我们知道移民到美国并不是一件很容易的事情。
And you have to do health check.
我们需要通过身体检查。
And of course, she submitted all the application.
那当然，她也提交了所有的申请书。
And by the time her the parents are due for interview.
那当她的父母要去面试的时候
，Her mother already is in a wheelchair.
她的母亲已经坐在轮椅上。
But she was thinking, she was worrying, how can we pass the interview when my mother is in a wheelchair? They would not pass.
那我的母亲已经坐在轮椅里了，他们怎么样才可以通过这个面试呢
？But the sister keep praying to God.
但是这个姐妹一直的向神祷告。
She know if with God everything is possible.
因为她知道在神一切都能。
So on that day of interview.
所以在面试的那一天
，The interview room is the second floor of the office.
那个面试的房间在二楼。
The sister told her parent, "Okay, you stay here first, right? Because in a wheelchair is not convenient. I go up there talk to the officer first."
那个姐妹就对她的母亲说：“你先在楼下，这轮椅推上去不方便，我先上去跟那个面试官说。”
So he go up there and talk to the tell the immigration officer.
那她上去就告诉那个移民的面试官。
And she was praying in her heart.
她也在心里面默祷。
Oh Lord, please guide us according to your will.
主耶稣，请根据你的旨意来带领我们。
The immigration officer opened the file.
那个移民官就打开了他们的文件。
Ask her a little bit of question about her parents.
问他了一些关于他父母的问题。
And she asked the officer asked her parent asked the sister, "Where is your parent?"
然后那个移民官就问他，那你的父母呢？
She answered, oh, she's on wheelchair. My mom is in wheelchair. It's not convenient. Go upstairs. She's downstairs waiting.
我说, 他就说, 我的母亲因为在轮椅上, 所以不便上二楼, 她在楼下等待。
The immigration officer, think about, okay, that's fine. It's okay. I have the information. I doesn't have to see her.
那移民官就说, 我已经有了这些资料, 我不需要见她了。
And then give them a chop.
然后给了他们, 一个印章,
approve, your application approved.
你的申请已经通过了。
You can bring your parents to America.
你可以带你的父母来美国。
It was 20 years ago.
那是20年前了。
What a sister so thankful.
那个姐妹心里就非常的感谢。
Because she think, I owe my parents so much. How can I do something for them?
因为他心里想, 我欠了我父母这么多, 我应该为他们做一点什么呢?
The conscience always tells them to do something, do something.
良心总是告诉他们要做一点什么。
So if your conscience always tells you to do more for God, to do more for brother and sister.
如果你的良心常常告诉你要为神为弟兄姐妹们做更多的话,
this kind of love comes from God.
这样的爱是来自于神的。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
我们翻回提摩太前书第一章,
verse 5.
第五节,
chapter 1, verse 5.
第一章, 提摩太前书第一章第五节,
here said, the third root of love is sincere faith.
那在这里说爱的第三个根是, 是无伪的信心。
The Bible said love must come from faith.
那在这里说爱必须要出于信心。
Sometimes you may ask, why love and faith have to be related?
那我们常常会问, 为什么爱和信心是互相有关联的?
The love in this world have nothing to do with faith.
那这个世界上的爱与信心没有什么相关。
The love in this world come from appearance first.
那我们在这个世界上的爱也许来自于外貌。
For example, you look lovely, that's why I love you.
你可能长得很可爱，所以我爱你。
Or friendship, because when we are together, we feel so good about each other, that's why we are friends.
那我们的友谊也来自于我们在一起的时候非常的开心，所以我们是朋友。
Because you understand me, I understand you.
因为你能理解我，我能理解你。
Or some love, or even based on because you're useful to me, you can help me, I can help you. So we love each other, we are friends, we are partners.
一起合作的，我可以帮助你，你也可以帮助我。
So the love in this world doesn't relate to faith.
所以这个世上的爱其实和信心没有什么关系。
But the love from God has to come from faith.
但是来自于神的爱要来自于信心。You
believe in God, that's why you love God.
你相信神，所以你爱神。If
you don't believe in God, how can you love God?
如果你不相信神，你怎样去爱神呢？
You must believe that God is watching you.
你一定要相信神正在看着你。You
must believe that God died for you.
你也要相信他为你而死。You
must believe that God has saved you.
你也要相信他将要拯救你。So
that's why, because if you disbelieve, you started to love him.
因为这样的信心，所以我们才开始爱他。And
because you love him, you believe in him, you love brother and sister.
那也因为你相信他，所以你爱弟兄姐妹们。So
this love comes from faith.
所以这样的爱来自于信心。Let's
turn to Galatians.
我们翻到加拉太书。Chapter
5.
加拉太书第五章。Galatians
chapter 5, verse 6.
加拉太书第五章第六节。Galatians
chapter 5, verse 6.
加拉太书第五章第六节。 第六节，原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
Here Paul tells us, whether you receive circumcision or not doesn't matter.
那在这里保罗告诉我们，受割礼与不受割礼全无功效。
Sometimes our appearance, all this formality is not the most important.
那有一些我们这些外在的这些东西并不是那么重要的。
Like circumcision.
比如说受割礼。
But what is most important?
那什么是最重要的呢?
That love comes from faith.
就是出于信心的爱。
So today, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天,
if you have strong faith on God,
如果你对于神有强, 非常强的信心,
your love toward others will be very sincere and genuine.
你对于别人的爱是会是非常的, 非常的纯正的。
Is your love sincere today?
你的爱是真实的吗?
You know, Pharisees in the past, they also preach about love.
你知道法利赛人以前也有传扬关于爱的教条。
But their teaching is not very convincing.
但是他们的教训并不是非常能有说服力的。
Because they can say it, they cannot do it.
因为他们能说却不能行。
Now, brother and sister, what about us today?
那弟兄姐妹，我们今天呢?
We are the true church.
我们是真教会。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵。
We have the truth.
我们有真理。
But do you have sincere love?
那我们有一个仁爱的心, 有一个仁爱的心吗?
From sincere faith?
来自仁爱的信心吗？
无畏的信心。For example, after we service, after we finish the service.
那比如说我们结束我们的聚会之后。
Will you just stand up, pack a Bible, and run away, run to the door because you want to get a good spot for the lunch?
那我们一切会结束，你会拿起的包赶紧冲到门口，因为你想要在午餐占领一个好的位置。
Or will you look at your left, look at your right, and then start to say, hey, hallelujah, praise God, how are you doing?
那或者你会左右盼望说啊，哈利路亚，你最近过得怎么样？
Oh, you at least talk to the person beside you, okay?
至少要和你身边的人说说话。
Yeah, at least talk to the person in front of you at the back or nearby you. Greet them in the name of Jesus.
那至少要奉主耶稣的名来问候在你周围的这些人。
Right? Don't just think, oh, I just go over get my lunch and then I do my own business.
那不能只是想我要去拿我的午餐，然后我就在这边吃了。
Will you just talk to the friend that you are good with, you know each other, or you try to know somebody who nobody is talking to?
那如果你会只跟你的朋友说话，还是会跟那些没有人理睬的人说话？
Will you open up yourself?
你会打开自己吗？
This is a family.
这是一个家庭。
So,This is the love of God have to be in our hearts.
所以神的爱必须要在我们的心中。
Why truth seekers stay in our church?
那为什么慕道者会留在我们的教会？
Why people believe in the truth?
那为什么人会相信真理？
Because they feel the love of God is here.
因为他们能感受到神的爱在这儿。
From a sincere faith.
来自一个真诚的
无畏
的信心。
So today we talk about the roots of love.
所以今天我们讲了爱的根。
Do you have love from God?
那我们有从神而来的爱吗？
You have a pure heart?
我们有一颗清洁的心吗？
You have a pure conscience?
那我们有一颗无畏的良心吗？
And sincere faith?
那有纯真的信心吗？
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
332.
332首。